What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
That's four heavyweight.
Yo. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit. We back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hey, live on New Year's Eve. Hey, last podcast of the year. You know we about to go brazy. You know we about to cut up. We about to make all the big backs mad.
Big back activity.
But listen, man. Before we make the big backs mad.
Big back activity.
And spit these bars and spit the truth. Because we only talk the truth on here. I need y'all to hit the like button. And y'all probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Well, I'm about to tell you, this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the funniest, the realest, the illest. Listen, all of the above, it checks all the boxes. If you don't believe me, stay tuned. You're gonna see why today. Check out that last episode. That was the most views we had, the most live viewers we had. It probably going to hit the most likes we've had on the podcast. So appreciate y'all, man. And one more thing before I get in these comments. I appreciate the support over this year. This has been a hell of a year. Started the year with 1,000 subscribers. I'm at 3,000 right now. So I tripled my subscriber count this year. Right? We're going to keep this thing going. Hopefully triple it again next year in 2025. And listen, we're going to keep spitting the truth. I appreciate y'all. Very appreciative, man. So let me get in these comments, and we're going to get to this episode. Because I know a lot of y'all probably got stuff to do for New Year's. And we probably going to be here for a while tonight, more than likely. Big belly activity, that's crazy.
Big back activity.
Wicked Scorpion, welcome to the show, though, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What you know, Joe, checking in on this good New Year's Eve. What's up, Fit Fam? What's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Tasha said, yo. Tasha in the building. Tasha, unbig that back in 2024. Great year for Tasha. Jennifer, what's going on? Indian Dolly, what's going on? Big Chicken, happy new year, everybody. Happy new year, Big Chicken. Oh, Big Chicken, I got a button for you.
Look at all those chickens.
Look at all those chickens. Checking in real quick. Working tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Salute. What up, Coach? And Lotus Flower, what's going on, Lotus? Hey, man, listen. Dog, listen. This is the theme, though. Quick motivation before we get to the jokes and the fitness talk, man. Keep your foot on the motherfucking gas, bro. Keep your foot on the gas. Keep your foot on the motherfucking gas. Because if y'all here, y'all been here this year, I done got demonetized.
What?
I done got reported.
What?
I done got post removed.
What?
They almost deleted my TikTok.
What?
And guess what? I kept my foot on the motherfucking gas. And we still here. And we're going to keep going. And just like I need to do on y'all fitness journey, keep y'all foot on the gas. This is a fitness podcast. I know a lot of y'all see the title. Y'all wonder what's going on. This is a fitness podcast. Keep your foot on the gas. Keep your foot on the meal preps. The water intake. The clean eats. Get your ass up and go to the gym. And let's get this episode started. What you talking about? Team Truck said the source. What up, Team Truck? All right. You see the title. What the hell is Ray J doing?
What?
Ray J, I know you got the bag now. I know you've been in the game for a while. I know I've seen you was in shape. I know you had the Kim Kardashian tape. I didn't mean to rhyme there. That was an accident. But brother, what the hell is going on with this belly, Ray J?
Belly deli?
I don't care if you're not in your prime no more.
Belly deli?
I don't care if you got the bag now.
Belly deli?
I don't care if you're a little bit older and you think you're supposed to have the dad bod now. This is not the case. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let's check out Ray J, big belly, skinny arm, having ass. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Ray J, what is going on, bro? What are you doing, dog? I mean, and somebody, this is what's crazy. Somebody said that this is water retention.
Nope.
I don't know if that's water. I know it ain't water retention. That might be beer retention.
Nope.
Big back retention.
Nope.
Belly deli retention.
Belly deli?
Fried foods retention.
Belly deli?
Too many carbs retention.
Belly deli?
Not enough vegetables retention.
Belly deli?
Not enough cardio retention.
Belly deli?
Because what the hell is going on, grown men? Why is it normalized for grown men to be built like the moms?
Nope.
And the aunties. And all these people that are not what men supposed to look like. It's getting crazy out here, man. And like I said, people going to say it's okay because he got the bag. But, Ninja, you don't have Ray J's bag. So it's no need for you to be walking around like that. It's no need for him to be walking around like that. So if it's unacceptable for him, it's damn sure unacceptable for you. And grown men, grown weak-ass men that don't want to go to the gym. They going to see this and think it's okay for them. I posted this on Instagram. Ninja's in the comments talking about some, what do you say? When you get money, it don't matter what it look like. Okay, brother. That's why she follow all personal trainers. That's why she follow all professional athletes. That's why she follow Michael B. Jordan. That's why she follow Jonathan Majors. That's why she follow, what's my man? Chris Hemsworth, Thor. That's why she follow them. She not pressed to follow ninjas like this. Fellas, we got to tighten up. And I know I be getting on the ladies, but it's no cut cards for the men. And fellas, this is absolutely ridiculous, man. When you was a little kid, when you pictures yourself as a grown man, did you say you want to look like this?
Nope.
And if you say you did, you're lying.
Stop the cap. All
right. Fellas, stop being lazy. Stop being scared of a little bit of discomfort. Stop being soft as shit and get y'all ass in the gym. This is ridiculous. And they talking about, well, Ray J got the bag. Yeah, he do got the bag. That mean he got the bag for a personal trainer. That mean he got the bag for a gym membership. He could go up Equinox. He could go to the high-end gym where nobody got to bother him and ask him no dumbass questions that they be asking celebs. This is insane. And she rubbing the belly. And ladies, y'all so crazy that y'all accepting this shit because he a celebrity and got a name for himself. But y'all wouldn't allow no regular ninja to be walking around like that. And don't lie and sit here and say you would. Ladies, this is ridiculous.
Stop the cap.
This is ridiculous, man. Come on, Ray J. You got to do better, fellas. We got to do better. I'm holding fellas to a higher standard, and I'm killing y'all on this episode already. Let's get in these comments, man. Oh, my God, I saw that. He know better. Well, Jennifer, clearly he don't know better. The gut is inflamed heavily. Yeah, it's inflamed heavily. I think I know what he ate for Christmas.
Lord, I had to get from Papa.
He had too much Popeyes. That's ridiculous, man. Ray J, you got to get it together. Ray J, you look like you're 9 months pregnant. You about to pop. What's the postpartum plans? What you naming the baby? Who's the father? Diddy?
No Diddy, you know?
What you went to, a Diddy party, Ray J?
No Diddy, you know?
Looks like he's holding a fart. I thought that was a broad way his shirt folded up. Yeah, and then just want to be the new females.
Nope.
That's a Henny and chicken wing belly. Belly. Where you think he got the chicken wings from?
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye.
He went straight to the Popeyes drive-thru. I wanted to look like Goku when I was younger, not some overweight rapper. And that's an absolute bar right there. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco. Cholesterol high, A1C high, blood pressure high. Shirt look like a bra because it's high.
Nope.
He went to Popeyes when he was high.
Blood acting from Popeyes.
What in the roly-poly-oly is going on here? Chelsea, I'm trying to figure that out too. Because that belly definitely look a little roly-poly-oly-ish. And the Dolly laughing, Jennifer laughing. Diddy the father is crazy. Yeah, he went to a Diddy party. He
No Diddy, you know?
Diddy got him with the baby oil.
No Diddy, you know?
First, dudes want to be twerking like females, like Travis Hunter, and now they want to dress like them. Oh, man. You know what? This is a fitness podcast. They are lucky that I did not touch that Travis Hunter situation. Because that would have got me canceled for 2024. It wouldn't be no C. Marty Fit podcast in 2025. They would have got me up out of here. Hey, man, Ray J, if you need a trainer, holler at me. And I'm killing y'all on this New Year's Eve episode. Let's keep this podcast going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button because we going there today. We going there today. I'm just letting y'all know right now. Lathered that belly with baby oil. That's crazy.
Belly deli?
Wicked Scorp. New Year's Eve. You get kicked out.
Strike three, you're up.
You're the first one to get kicked out on New Year's Eve. That's crazy, Wicked Scorpion. Hey, man. All right. So if you look at the title, we got Ray J out the way. Ray J, get your shit together. We got people celebrating 500 pounds. And listen, a lot of y'all don't even know. I'm going to break it down. There's a factor that a lot of y'all don't even know about this woman. And I just put woman in quotation marks. Celebrating being 500 pounds. She got herself a birthday cake. Let's check out the celebration. I had to get it with no sound because I don't want no copyright on the video. But let's check it out. Okay, so you see her here. She got the balloons. She got the birthday cake. You know what I'm saying? She she got the glitter falling down out the sky. She got 500 on the birthday cake. Look, chin big. Chin on her chest, big chin ass. And this is crazy. And it's people encouraging her to go ahead and eat this cake.
Big back activity.
And it's people encouraging her to go ahead and celebrate being 500.
Big back activity.
500 pounds. What is the world coming to? Okay. So not only is she 500 pounds, and this is a fitness podcast, so I'm not going to go too far left on this. And I don't know what religion y'all are on this podcast, but I made it clear that I am a Christian. I believe in God. So we're going to talk about this here because we're on the topic of delusion, celebrating 500 pounds. Not only is she, in quotation marks, celebrating 500 pounds, that is a transgender. So that is a man dressed up as a woman celebrating 500 pounds. So we got a double delusion here. And
belly deli?
On this podcast, y'all know what we do when we have a double delusion. When we have a double delusion on this podcast, we say a prayer. Lord, will you help these people in this country of America understand that you made man and woman? Stop letting them be so confused. Stop letting them be in gluttony. Stop letting them celebrate 500 pounds. Let's make America fit again, Mafa. Not make America fat again. Amen. I'm killing y'all. I'm killing y'all, man. And I know we're here to talk about the 500-pound celebration. Listen, what you going to do with your life, that's cool. But don't expect people not to comment on it. This is double delusion. And people get mad at my post because I'm out here telling the truth. I'm trying to stop this shit. I'm not trying to sweep this shit under the rug. The delusion has gotten so crazy that we are celebrating clogged arteries. We celebrating hypertension. We celebrating diabetes. We celebrating lack of functional movements. We celebrating all this bullshit because someone's happy. Let them do what they want. As long as they're happy, that's all that matters. You ain't got time for the gym, but you got the Popeyes drive-thru.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
You 500 pounds talking about you slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
You 500 pounds wondering why you got them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Come on, man. Y'all act like it's inevitable, and y'all act like people can't help this shit. I guarantee this he-she had the worst habits since they were 3 years old. 3 years old. And whichever one of y'all ninjas is hitting that is disgusting. Y'all ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all know she got ninjas in her DM. He/she got ninjas in her DM. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know.
But this is ridiculous, man. This is America. We got to cut this shit out. There's a reason we the most obese country. And it ain't by accident. And it ain't because of genetics. And it ain't because the diet don't work for women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Or the diet don't work for black women. This is absolutely ridiculous, man. We taking it too far, bro. We taking it too far. Everything don't need to be freaking celebrated. We need to have a damn celebration for you to get a damn gym membership. We need to have a celebration for you to hire a meal prep service.
Nope.
We need to have a celebration for you to hire a personal trainer. Nope. You celebrating 500 pounds. This is ridiculous, man. I mean, we talking about two NFL linemen. She weighs the same as two NFL linemen. You know how ridiculous that is, bro? I don't think y'all understand, bro. If y'all ain't been around no professional football players, 250, 275 pounds, pause. Them some big boys, pause.
No diddy, you know?
This is ridiculous, man. She need to be shamed. 2025, we bringing shame back. December 31st, 2024 is the last day that shame is not allowed. This is ridiculous, man. I'm good. Let's get in these comments, man. I'm sick of this shit. And I'm
big back activity.
And I'm killing y'all on the website. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Celebrating near death is completely wild. Well, you know, people celebrate everything nowadays. Everything is celebrated. The most diabolical behavior is celebrated nowadays. She got to lean her head back to swallow. Hey, yo. On God, I remember her. She claims that dudes are in her DMs allegedly as I don't believe her unless it's all low quality dudes she wants. I think that might be a man just based on her face. Yeah, that's a man. Oh, I knew that was an obese dude. Yep. Yep. A double delusion. Double dummy. A triple threat. Triple threat like basketball. Shoot, pass, dribble.
Nope.
What up, CC? Preach. Oh, you know that, Jennifer. Can't take a trip to Korea looking like that. They will say you are fat to your face. Absolutely. What's next? 600 pounds? By that time, he/she might die of a heart attack before they get to 600 pounds. Man, listen, it's crazy out here, man. This the country we live in. They talking about, you don't know Michael Menifee, what's going on, and Shane T, what's going on. They sitting here talking about you don't know what they're going through.
Nope.
Well, guess what? If it was okay for everybody to fucking be 500 pounds because they were depressed or had a hard time in their life, everybody would be 500 fucking pounds.
Nope.
Grow the fuck up. We all got our shit. Everybody has tough days. Everybody done had a death in their family. Everybody done got fired from a job, been broke, took a loss, kids acting up in school, somebody stole from them. Somebody popped their tire, got in the car accident. Everybody dealing with some bullshit. Grow the fuck up. Being 500 pounds is unacceptable. And it ain't nothing in the world to make me be okay with this shit. Nothing in the world. Y'all better tighten up, man. Not y'all on this podcast. I'm talking about people watching. And y'all trolls better not come through with that bullshit defending this shit. Because I got time today. Tomorrow's New Year's. I got time today. We getting trolls up out of here. Shelly, you want to come in here with that shit? Come on. Shout out to Shelly. I rocks with you, Shelly. But any trolls want to come in here, like, go ahead, be my guest. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast going. Get that bullshit off my screen. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous, man. People let anything slide in America. Anything. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. It's the best fitness podcast out. How much did they weigh at 8 years old? 200 pounds? We all go through stuff. Both my parents died. I didn't eat myself to 500 pounds. Yeah, man.
Nope.
It's no excuse for that, bro. Like, I mean, and I've seen some shit. Myself personally, friends I know, family I know, they ain't get to 500 pounds. And I'm sure me and everybody mentioned, and probably everybody in this chat, been through more shit than that motherfucker. So, technically, that's a man. So, I ain't no cut cards for the men. I'll be giving the ladies a little bit of grace, believe it or not. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going. All right. Now, on this podcast, we always talk about the black community. Obviously, I'm a black man. A lot of the viewers are black. But white community, y'all take the crown for 2024. As much shit as we seen in the black community, white community takes the crown. We just had that shit that we just watched. Now let's watch this shit. We have a woman saying that she's being mistreated because of systemic anti-fat bias. White people, what's going on?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What y'all doing over there, man? What y'all doing over there, folks? Come on, y'all. Lost too many family members that I love to diabetes, refuse to be next. Yeah, we going to. That's enough. I've lost family members as well. That's a whole nother topic. But that's part of the reason that sparked my fitness journey and made me passionate and made me really not give a fuck. If y'all really want to know, what the hell is that? Systemic what? Systemic anti-fat bias.
Nope.
Let's check it out, y'all. And make sure y'all hit the like button.
Assure you that whether or not I eat 5,000 calories a day, systemic anti-fat bias still exists. And I.
Whether or not I eat 5,000 calories a day. She's starting off on some bullshit. Let me start this over and let the video play through.
I assure you that whether or not I eat 5,000 calories a day, systemic anti-fat bias still exists.
What?
And I am certainly not going to count how many calories I eat in a day.
Well, that's why you built like a sack of lard.
Nope.
Because you're not going to count how many calories you eat in a day.
Your back has a back.
That's why you got that big ass back. Maybe you'd get treated a little differently if you did count some calories. That's your problem right there. Big back Bethany.
To win an internet argument. Because how much I personally eat simply doesn't matter in this discussion.
It does matter.
We're not talking about me individually at all. So my health or size doesn't matter.
If I'm trying to get an airplane seat and you in the way.
Nope.
It matters. If I'm outside in public and you can't bathe properly because your back too big and you can't reach the creases of them jelly rolls and the creases of your back.
Big back activity.
It matters. If you in the middle of the store or the middle of the mall getting rolled on a shopping cart because your big ass can't walk or you can't fit through the doorway and people looking at you and you getting mad at it, it matters.
Nope.
We are talking about how our society is set up in such a way to harm fat people. Something that is different.
You harmed yourself. You ate those sweets. You ate them big bad calories. You drank the alcohol. You were sedentary. You didn't get a gym membership. You didn't get your ass up and go for a walk. You didn't take the steps. Instead, you took the elevator instead. You harmed yourself. And most of the world, even the big back and the fat people, ain't your size. So don't sit here and talk about we're harming you when you did the harm to yourself. When you took the steps to that. We're going to stop this non-accountability shit in 2025. Grown men and grown women. We're going to stop this shit. This is getting crazy, man.
Demonstrated through evidence, which is a systemic problem, not a problem of individual fat people and how much we eat.
Yeah, it's a systemic problem because you are systemically eating too many calories.
Big back activity.
It's a systemic problem because you're systemically sitting on your ass and not doing nothing.
Big back activity.
You systemically did not build no muscle, so you're not burning no calories at rest.
Big back activity.
You resting too much. This is crazy, bro. This is reprehensible. At the excuses. What is that? What is that word? What does those words say right there? It says, because we'll answer all of our questions if she eats 5,000 calories a day and never exercises, we found the issue, didn't we? Oh, so somebody hit her with common sense and she's responding to them upset. Go figure. People hate fucking common sense nowadays, man. Let's get in these comments, man. I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
5,000 calories a day. I've maybe done that in one cheat day, but not every day. Yeah, she's doing that daily. And that's why she a daily Big Back.
Big Back activity.
No such thing. They always making up stuff to sound intelligent. Man, I'm telling you. You can tell she wants to cry. That cognitive dissonance is real. Yeah, she definitely wants to cry.
What?
But this is my thing. Why you want to cry when you put yourself in this situation? You so sure that fat is the way. You so sure that fat is acceptable. You so sure that you're normal and should fit into society. What you crying for? If we was going to cry every time somebody disagreed with us, motherfuckers would be crying every day. I know I'd be crying every day with the way people disagree with me. Y'all should see my DM. My DM flooded with all types of negativity. All they my whole DM tomorrow, I hate black women. You need to chill out. You need to da-da-da. I don't like when you do this. I don't like when you do this. Oh, let me start crying. What the fuck is that going to do? Yeah, big people can't properly clean because they can't get into every crevice to scrub them squeaky clean.
Nope.
That's fucking disgusting. She needs to get her fat ass to a gym and jumpstart her journey. And it doesn't need to be New Year's Eve goal, as those are corny. You need to get started, whether it's New Year's Eve or 4th of July. Yeah, she need to start right now. She should have put that phone down after this video and got started. Participating in the mukbang activity daily. You know she mukbanging like a motherfucker. Fried foods. Hold on. Fried foods. Alcohol. Sweets and sugar. All of that shit. If they weren't actually confident, they would not need to get on. If they were actually confident, they would not need to get online and argue against the truth. I agree with you, man. That's crazy, dog. Yeah, but this is the delusion we live in. We want to look at it one more time, keep this episode going. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Oh, shit, I got to turn the volume on. My fault. Let's check it out one more time.
Assure you that whether or not I eat 5,000 calories a day, systemic anti-fat bias still exists. Brother. And I am certainly not going to count how many.
Nobody's biased against you. You're just the biggest person at the fucking venue, wherever you are.
Calories I eat in a day to win an internet argument. Because how much I personally eat simply doesn't matter in this discussion. We're not talking about me individually at all. So my health or size doesn't matter.
Man, you could sit here and backpedal and throw all this shit out the window. That shit matters. Because if you want to get on here and argue and somebody hits you with facts to disprove your argument, your health matters. Because the only reason you saying that bullshit and you backpedaling is because your health is trash. And we don't care.
We do not care.
We are talking about how our society is set up in such a way to harm fat people. Something that is demonstrated through evidence.
No, we're just not supposed to be 500 fucking pounds and eating 5,000 calories. So because you decided to do that, that doesn't mean society is set up to hurt your big ass. Evidence,
which is a systemic problem.
Big Bertha.
Not a problem of individual big Becky, fat people.
Big Bethany. How much we eat. Big Belinda. Get her ass out of here, man. She's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Get her big ass off my screen, and let's keep this episode going because I'm killing y'all today. We're not doing that this year. We're not doing none of that.
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
Well, you better figure it out. You can't unbig your back. You better figure something out. I'd rather you get on the Zimpy than be online talking like this. Who hurt her? Probably some guy she liked rejecting her, and she's mad. Probably. See, fat phobia is rooted in racism. Exactly.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
As mindset. Feederism as mindset.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink. Like a sexual kink.
This shit getting crazy, bruh. And we got some more delusion. I mean, you know, we back. We still in the white community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
We got this plus size model here. What is this? What magazine is this? This is Vogue magazine. She's mad at the models on. We have a plus size girl who's mad at the models on Vogue magazine. Let's hear her talk about it, man. 1 second. Damn, I keep pressing the wrong button. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's check out this woman mad at the models.
Sorry, but what in the fresh hell is this?
What is this? I see some models.
Fashion gets real. Creativity for everyone. Isn't everyone so creative? I just want to know if the creativity is in...
So are you saying that they're not creative because they don't have big back ass models on there?
Big back activity.
That makes the people who made the magazine not creative.
The room with us. Because the lack of diversity on this, especially because the cover says creativity for everyone, is baffling. They have one model that has a darker skin tone.
What you're not going to do is that. Let black people complain about that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Don't get your big ass on there and start doing that shit. You mad because it ain't no big back models on there. Don't sit there and try to bring up some other shit that don't have nothing to do with your big ass. Stay on topic, Big Becky.
It's all the same body type. When is it getting real?
Yeah, they're models. They are models. It is the same body type.
Because this is real crappy. This is real crappy. This is real silly. It's real silly. This is absolutely just not okay. This is not what we collectively want to see in fashion. There are so many models that are so diverse.
What do we want to see in fashion? Because Victoria's Secret plus size line went out of business. Along with a few other companies. They had to cut the plus size line because nobody was buying that shit. So what do we want to see in fashion? Because last time I checked, the demand for those models with that body type, with that look, are more in demand than big bag models. Last time I checked. So what are we talking about here? Get out your feelings.
That could make this cover just... And where are they?
Oh, God.
They're not working, I'll tell you that. Because I'm sitting in a Red Robin parking lot right now, meeting with a friend.
You at Red Robin, all right.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
And y'all going to Popeyes right after. That's the problem. Your ass said Red Robin too much. That's why you're not on the cover. You need to go to Gold's Gym, LA Fitness, Lifetime Fitness, Planet Fitness, 24 Hour Fitness, One Life Fitness. It's a lot of gyms you could go to. You don't need to be at Red Robin. You need to be at Sweet Green, meeting your friend.
Not on set. Like so many of my friends and colleagues. I don't understand. I don't know if this is because this is what Zach Posen sees for the future of fashion, and maybe this is what he saw for vision for Gap. We haven't traditionally seen a ton of, you know, diversity and inclusivity from Gap, but we have seen varying amounts throughout campaigns, especially the last few years. We are kicking off 2025 with this.
Yes.
To look up to.
Yep.
Give us something to be excited about.
I'm excited about it because I don't want to see them big backs on Vogue magazine cover. We killing y'all today. I'm excited that the world is getting back to normal. I'm excited that people are not being tolerant of this bullshit no more. I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to 2025. That's normal? I guess so, Wicked Scorpion. Tess is straight jealous. I think that was how it was back in the 90s and definitely to a certain degree in the 2000s. The whole BBW model thing was more so in the 2010s. Yeah, see, that's my thing, man. And I said this on the episode a while back. It might still be up one of my older episodes, but I'm just basically, those girls, I know they're natural. They're probably got different genetics, naturally skinny or whatever the fuck you want to say, but they are doing certain things to maintain that look. that, what's her name, Tess Holliday is not doing. Tess Holliday's not watching what she eats. I'm sure some of them women are active. I'm sure they go to the gym. They might do Pilates. I'm sure they're eating salads and eating clean. I'm sure they're not just big backing calorie stacking, calorie packing, slacking and snacking.
Activity.
Like Tess Holliday is. So as much as you want to hate on them, you're not doing what they do. Her fat self would take up the whole cover. Her fat self barely fit in the damn screen talking. So yeah, she would take up the whole cover. Models are not 500 pounds, girly, sorry. Facts. I never knew the Victoria's Secret plus size line was discontinued. Yeah, they discontinued that joint, bro. I can't remember what it was exactly, but I know like the little model runway shows and shit, that shit definitely got discontinued. And then they discontinued the clothing line as well. I bet she's maxing out on Red Robin with her 300 pounds looking ass. Yeah, I bet you she got a burger. Fries. Chicken sandwich, milkshake, and a soda. And you think you're supposed to be on the cover of Vogue magazine doing some shit like that. I don't even eat that much. Grown men don't even eat that much. And you doing that 3-4 times a day. Speaking with everything but their wallets. Exactly. And let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing it. I mean, we get... What we doing, man? What we really doing? New Year's Eve episode. New Year's Eve episode. We killing shit. We all that bullshit, soft coddling, is out the window. What did being soft and coddling get society to? I'll wait. The biggest back in society that we've seen in America thus far. That's what all that shit got us to. So we gonna cut that shit out in 2025. We back to the black community.
You know, black people.
No.
All right, I know we did this video twice. The guy had the blindfold on, guessing the fried chicken. Then the guy had the blindfold on, guessing the chicken nuggets.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Now that guy singing "Love That Chicken from Popeyes" got the blindfold on, guessing chicken sandwiches.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
What are we doing, y'all? And I'm going to point out something. Let me pull the video up before I point it out. Because those of y'all that saw this on social media, I think y'all going to see it too. I think y'all going to see it too. All right.
Chicken sandwich for $100.
Now, I'm going to say this. I might be reaching. But look at his face. His face looks chubbier than it was in the last two videos.
Nope.
If you saw this on social media, his face looks chubbier than it did in the last two videos.
Nope.
So he been practicing, and he gained the weight already.
Nope.
Let's check it out. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Let's see.
Look.
That's Burger King. This one has lettuce.
He know the Burger King one already.
No other chicken sandwich have lettuce.
What? Look at him. Watch. That sniff is crazy.
I'm not going to say what sniff, race, what people.
The fact that you could sniff a chicken sandwich and know where it's from with a blindfold on. Listen, I don't want to hear no more excuses about black people can't lose no weight.
I can't unbake my back.
Because y'all got a lot of practice in drive-thrus and big back foods and big back restaurants to know the sniff.
That's Zaxby's.
From the smell?
I can smell. They have this sauce, and it's like a tangy sauce, and it's, No, that's Zaxby's right there.
That's ridiculous. Ninjas.
Chick-fil-A is like a sweet peanut. I don't know what it is about Chick-fil-A chicken, but it tastes like a sweet peanut.
Oh, he getting descriptive with it. Black people, we down 1,000 in a year. Black people, we starting 2025 down 1,000. And the smoke alarm going off. Black people, we down 2,000 starting 2025.
Nope.
We down 2,000 points starting 2025. We got this ninja tap dancing. guessing fried chicken with a blindfold on and the smoke detector alarm going off.
That's McDonald's. It tastes exactly like a freaking McDonald's chicken nugget. Exactly like a McDonald's chicken nugget.
And he knows what it tastes like. Black people, we down 3,000 starting 2025. We taking the L.
Woo, that's crispy.
What? He dancing for joy? Hold up. I know this ninja did not just jump up and dance for joy. Hold on. Hold up. That might be a new sound on the soundboard. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Woo! That's crispy! That's Papa.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
You got to be fucking kidding me. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Black people, we're down 4,000 starting 2025.
Woo, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
We're cooked. We're cooked.
Popeyes. That's Popeyes. Blood had chicken from Popeyes.
If you're wondering where the sound came from, this way it came
from. Blood had chicken from Popeyes. Popeyes right there.
How can you tell?
Feel this. Touch it. You feel how crispy that is? That's one of the crispiest chicken sandwiches you can get.
Black people, we down 5,000 for 2025.
You know, black people.
No.
We're already starting 2025 in a deficit.
I don't get it. That's all.
Is that all? How many I get right?
Everyone again.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, see, we celebrating knowing these big back spots like the back of our hand.
Nope.
We're cooked. We're cooked. We're cooked. We that black people down 5,000. White people down 3,000. Black people down 5,000. Latinos, y'all better not make an appearance on this episode because I'm going to deduct y'all too. All right? That's ridiculous, man. Jumping for joy because you know where the chicken sandwich is from. We're done.
Nope.
We're cooked. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hey, I think I think we got a new sound. I'm going to work on it. So let me put this video over here. Yes, we might have a new sound for the podcast because that's crazy. Hold on, hold up, hold up. I gotta look at it again.
Chicken sandwich for 100.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. I think it was the Popeye. It was the Popeye's joint. Yeah, here you go.
Woo, that's crispy.
Yeah, we're
that's
cooked.
Popeye.
Yeah, we're cooked. Hold on, hold on. Let me go to the other one. Hold on, here we go. Look.
Everyone again.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
He look a little...
No diddy, you know?
Right there. But yeah, black people, we got to get it together. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, man. We got to keep the show going, man. All right. So, listen, man. We got... people who go to these Starbucks places, Dunkin' Donuts, Tim Hortons, if you're in Canada or another country, y'all going to these coffee spots and getting these big-ass coffees. Hold on. Spider-Mo in the building. Hold up.
Welcome to the show.
Big Spider in the building made the sneaky live. All the Guess That Chicken Men in Alabama joints are going to have ghost facts. I'm curious to see if the gym going to be packed tomorrow, bro. Dude got real excited over some chicken. Typical black man, excited over fried chicken. Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye.
Let's say a prayer. Lord, will you help these black men and black women stop getting so excited over fried chicken? Will you help them stop embarrassing the race? Will you introduce them to healthier foods and better choices of foods and drinking some more water? Amen. That was crazy, bro. Fast Gainer guy. What's up, big dog? Watch from Panama City Beach. Wishing everyone a successful new year. Absolutely. Back to the topic. We got these people going to these coffee places, getting these coffees every day, and they don't really know how many calories are in there, and they don't really know what's in the coffee. Let's check it out, because I got it right here for y'all. I got it live, real live Fox 5 right here for y'all. Let's check it out. Look at all this. So we got the sugar. We got the sugar. Look at all that sugar. That sugar is damn near half the cup. Pause on the caramel. Look at all the caramel. Pull the caramel. Pull the chocolate. Oh, no. Pull the caramel, I mean. Look at that. Hold up. Just alone. Y'all can't see my mouse right now. Look at all the sugar and mixed with the caramel. That is more than half of the cup. And y'all sitting here blaming white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Y'all sitting here saying that black women can't lose weight. And black women and white women and black men and white men getting these coffees every day.
The diet don't work for you the same.
That's ridiculous. Let's keep it going. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's what y'all getting. Then y'all got the milk in there. Listen, it ain't even no room for water. Y'all sitting here wondering why y'all big back ass is dehydrated all the time.
Nope.
Y'all wonder why y'all sitting here tired, irritable. Y'all ain't got no hydration in your system. This is crazy. Y'all getting this every morning. Some of y'all getting it more than once in a day. If you in the medical field, they be having Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts attached to the hospital, and y'all get it for free that work in the medical field, and y'all be getting 2, 3, 4, 5 of these a shift. Every shift. More sugar? That thing needs more sugar. And whipped cream. Y'all wild.
No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy. Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. We're cooked. Yeah, we're cooked, man. This is ridiculous.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And y'all wonder why we got the biggest backs ever. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Hey, listen. You know, dudes always telling women, don't lose your ass. You know, I don't want you working out. I don't want you to lose your ass, you know.
Nope.
So, ladies, those of you that think that you can skip the gym, neglect your health, neglect your eating clean, neglect your macronutrients, this is what happens if you keep working, if you keep not working out and trying to keep that ass. Let's check it out. And you know Ninjas is in her DM.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And you know she got that big back ass Dunkin' Donuts, big back ass coffee. Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. She wider than all outside. Wider than all outdoors. Wider than the shopping center. Too damn wide. TDW, too damn wide. This is ridiculous, man. This is the America we live in. And like I said, you know Ninja's in her DM. But honestly, ladies, if you got guys telling you, and I know this is extreme. I know this is ridiculous. But if you got guys in your DM telling you to skip the gym because your ass is fat and you continue bad habits, you continue going to the hookah bar, you continue brunch, you continue doing all these big back ass habits. Might not look like that, but it's going to be similar to that. That shit ain't going to have no shape. It's going to be all jiggle. And you still going to have ninjas in your DM. I'm sure it's ninjas still trying to hit. You know ninjas is disgusting.
You know, black people.
No.
But this is what happens. So y'all keep listening to these nasty ninjas. They still gonna pull up on you too. Ridiculous, man.
You know,
black people.
No, no.
We're gonna get in these. I ain't even getting the comments for that last video. Luckily, I go to a 24/7 gym, so even if it is packed, I can just go later on. Okay. That's a ton of sugar. When I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I get some sparkled energy drinks or black coffee with cinnamon in it. Facts. That's nothing but sugar and caffeine, too much. That might as well hand you a cup with a straw and some insulin. if I were to drink all that sugar, my heart will be racing. She can't walk straight at all. Her fat ass even fit through the door. You got to be kidding me. Can't even fit through the door. You got to be kidding me. How does she wipe herself? She don't. And he's huffing and puffing after only walking a few feet. I heard that. You got a problem if you run out of breath after walking only 5 feet. I did hear that. Ridiculous. Chelsea like, What Glorilla say? Sagdon. That woman looks like an easy chair. An easy chair? That's crazy. The guys in the DM saying that don't even work out themselves, exactly. And they probably have poor hygiene and lifestyle choices, dusty ninjas. How can she even sit on a regular toilet? Chelsea laughing. beep, 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 beep. Right, Bobby Valentino. Beep, beep. Yeah, y'all, ladies, stop listening to these ninjas, man. Get in the gym. Get your membership. It's 2025. We ain't listening to that shit no more. Let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all. You know she smells like chunk funk and grimy butthole. Wicked Scorpion, that's crazy. You're out of here, bro. Again.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, brother. That's insane. When you get BBL from Dr. H Street. You get BBL from Dr. PG County. BBL from Dr. Southeast. BBL from Dr. Baltimore. Oh, man. All right. Switching gears a little bit.
No Diddy, you know?
Just going to say that before we share the video. Now, I don't think we have any BBL ladies listening on the show. But ladies, when it comes to getting your BBL, who the fuck are you listening to? Are you listening to someone who's concerned about your health? Are you listening to someone who has your best interest? Are you listening to someone who genuinely cares about you? Lil Uzi Vert, yes, the rapper Lil Uzi Vert, has some advice for women getting the BBLs and why people don't want them to get the BBLs. Let's see what Lil Uzi has to say. For these rappers here, y'all need to keep rapping because y'all don't have a career, nothing else, a lot of them. Y'all don't have no type of brain. Let's check it out.
Underrated. And the reason why I say underrated, because...
He's saying BBLs are underrated.
BBLs actually like get a lot of hate. Only people that be hating on BBLs, like especially in like, I guess, in the boy community is the.
Right there, ladies. We're going to continue the video, but we don't even need to. Anybody who says the boy community.
No Diddy, you know.
Does not have your best interests. Why are you listening to someone who refers to men as the boy community? My bad.
No Diddy, you know.
Why are you listening to that? The boy community. What are you talking about, bro?
Like, especially in, like, I guess, in the boy community is the ones that don't got no BBL girls.
So because we don't have BBL girls, allegedly, that's why we're convincing women to not get them?
So, like, BBL.
Not because it's the most dangerous surgery. Not because they look fucking ridiculous. Not because women tend to get them and neglect the rest of their health. They got big, big, thick-ass arms and thick-ass wrists and thick-ass ankles.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
It's because we don't date women with BBLs. So if we're not dating women with BBLs, and don't you think we would tell women that we're interested in not to get them? What kind of logic is this? Ladies, who the hell are y'all listening to?
BBLs is lit. I mean, they cool. Like, if a woman wanted to make themselves look better in their eyes, then I'm with it. So, BBL is lit.
So, if a grown woman wants to make herself look better in her eyes, not going to the gym, that's not an option, huh?
Nope.
Not eating like shit, that's not an option.
Nope.
Not getting more sleep, that's not an option.
Nope.
Drinking more water, that's not an option.
Nope.
eating less calories, that's not an option.
Nope.
Putting down the alcohol, that's not an option. We got 1,000 options out there if a woman wants to look better. But we got someone with a lot of influence in our community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Saying BBLs are underrated and telling women to get BBLs. Ladies, be careful who you listen to. That's top tier ignorance right there. And we've seen women die from BBLs. It's not, it doesn't get advertised like that. But we have seen it happen. The most recent one I can remember, because I've seen multiple. The most recent one I can remember is DC Young Fly's girlfriend a couple years ago. It might have been last year. But, like, come on, man. You know, rest in peace to her, of course. We're not laughing at her. But this shit is serious, y'all. And not to mention, we got women financing the BBL. Not buying a house. Not fixing their credit. Not investing that bread. We got these women buying BBLs. You buying BBLs and not buying Bitcoin. That's a bar. But it's getting crazy out here, man. We're going to listen to BBL Uzi one more time.
Underrated. And the reason why I say underrated, because BBLs actually, like, get a lot of hate. Only people that be hating on BBLs, like, especially in, like, I guess, in the boy community.
No Diddy, you know?
The boy community.
It's the ones that don't got no BBL girls.
Yeah. We're cooked, man. We're cooked. We're done. Yeah, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. We're cooked. We're done. Yeah, they're only saying that. They don't got no BBL joints. What are y'all talking about, bro? This is why people don't like me. Because I not only do I spit the truth, I'm going to debunk you with straight facts and leave you speechless. I'm going to hit you with some facts that you can't debate. That's why people don't like me. He only saying that because his woman got a BBL, and we know who run that. We know who run that relationship. Yeah, he's
no Diddy. You know,
we're not even gonna go there. Lil Uzi doesn't even work out himself. I've never met a dude who works out that advocates BBLs or just some guy with common sense. Exactly. Is that a grown man wearing Uggs? I can't take him seriously just based on that. Lil Uzi skirt zesty as fuck, and his chick has a Build-A-Bear body, fake ass, and fake titties. I don't care what men who that wear purses have to say. K. Michelle almost died and had to get her ass shot removed. That's a fact. She did almost die. Had to switch her whole shit up. Doctors are going to tell these women with BBLs to work out anyway. Yes, but why does it have to? Why do you have to be considering a life-threatening surgery to decide to work out? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is actually fucking crazy. You know he rainbow flag because real ninjas appreciate women in their natural form.
Down the Monko.
Yeah, you going down the territory that I'm not going to go there, you know. Maybe when I start making a little more money and I could gamble a little bit on my content. I was about to say some wild shit. I'd say it in person, but I ain't going to say it to you on right now. she beamed him in the face with a cell phone. He's still with her forever, goofy for that. Yeah, he's...
No Diddy, you know?
He doesn't even like women. Anyway, oops, my bad. Let's keep it going. All right, we got some fitness... We got a fitness trainer. His name is actually Dr. Baltimore. That wasn't shade at him when I said that earlier. And he gonna talk about why do women know what they want to look like, but they ain't doing what the fuck they supposed to do in the gym. Let's check it out.
Start talking like this, they gonna say, oh, he mean. No, I'm real. I ain't mean. Y'all be sending me pictures of people y'all want to look like that been in the gym 10 years, that work out 5-6 days a week,
man.
That eat clean 85% of the time, track mat.
You eating dirty 95% of the time.
Girls, they lift like niggas. Wow. You want to eat a Chick-fil-A salad and call it clean. You want to juice yourself to death and do a detox every other week. And then go lift 5-pound dumbbells and then say you can't lift heavy because you're too sore.
Man, make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Y'all be fucking mathematicians and inspector gadget detectives when y'all want to find out who behind them fake pages, who that girl is, them niggas that your nigga texting and everything else.
Facts.
But when it come to why you don't look how you want to look and you got a whole blueprint on what to follow and you know you ain't following it, then all of a sudden your brain short circuit and you don't know why you're not getting the results. Cut that shit out, man. Cut that shit out in 2025. Show me.
Hey, man, shout out to that brother there for the facts. Dom DeMarco. And he's absolutely right. Y'all be having master's degrees, high paying jobs, mother of three kids. Now all of a sudden your brain don't work when it asks you to follow the meal plan. Now your brain don't work when it's asking you to drink more water. Now your brain don't work when it say go to bed early so you can get up in the morning and get your ass to the gym. Now nothing works. So listen, those of y'all, this apply to men too. When y'all have these skill sets, just transfer the skill set to fitness, bro. Y'all be doing all these, some of y'all be lawyers, doctors, high paying jobs, market analysts, day traders, all this shit that requires an immense amount of brain power and brain usage, but now you a dumbass when it come to your fitness. Make that shit make sense. This shit don't make no sense at all. Light-skinned Luke Cage had a point. Seth, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Happy New Year. Have a good New Year. You're out of here, bro. That's crazy. Light-skinned Luke Cage is insane. Life of CC laughing. Yeah, light-skinned Luke Cage is crazy, bro. That's wild. All right, man. Yo, we got one more video before we wrap this thing up, man. We got this guy basically saying you should never send your woman to a male personal trainer. Now, it's going to be a little bit of fitness talk. It's going to be a little bit of man talk. And I'm responding to this because he done lost his mind. He trying to put C. Marty Fit out of business. Let's check it out, man. Let's check it out, dog. Where this video at, man? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Did y'all hit the like button?
Nope.
Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check out this video.
Can never be a grown man teaching your wife how to work out. You see mine? She in the gym with me. There'll never be a grown man teaching my wife how to squat. You should feel like less of a man. You got somebody standing behind your wife, guiding her glutes up and down, stretching her legs, stretching her abs out. There should only be one man stretching her abs out, pushing her legs behind her head, and that's supposed to be you. Then you got.
Oh, brother. All right, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Well, I'm just going to point out, the amount of men that's out of shape, they can't teach their wife shit in the gym because they need to get their ass in the gym. All right, let's point that out first.
You got the nerve to get mad. Then you got the nerve to get mad and get angry because she wanted to go get a personal trainer. And then this is the sad part. Now she got to run the personal. Look at my skin, damn. Now she got to run the personal trainer.
No diddy, you know.
By you, because you trying to make sure he don't look too good. Could you imagine somebody having a stiff penis on your wife's back?
All right, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Why you even think we in here just... Come on, bro. Penis on back is crazy. Come on, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trainers got this bad rap, and these goofy trainers are making it worse with the goofy shit that they do. All right, we're going to finish the video, and I'm going to make my point.
While he's teaching her how to work out, you should be less of a man. You can't get your chick in the gym. My wife would never.
Yeah, again, this brother stinks, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And I'm not going to show that, you know, I'm not going to go too much on that topic because he's definitely, he got a big following. He's doing shit for the likes and engagement. But, fellas, I'm going to tell you this. If she does happen to do something with the personal trainer, she wasn't yours anyway. She could have cheated with a guy at work. She could have cheated with the mailman.
Nope.
She could have cheated with her male best friend.
Nope.
She could have cheated on her vacation she went on without you.
Nope.
On the girls' trip. So don't blame that shit on the trainer, bruh. Because you wifed a thought.
Nope.
All right? There's a lot of professionals out here. Do your research before you choose a trainer. And if you can't, if you might be busy and might not be able to train her. So the likelihood of you being able to go to the gym with her at the same time consistently on a weekly basis is probably unlikely in this world. Everybody working two jobs, side hustle, working long hours, got to sit in traffic. So come on, man. Or just send her to a female trainer, bro. Stop talking crazy, dog. Get your girl in check before you try to ruin my business. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Crazy, man. Looking good in white, less brunches, more crunches, goals. Appreciate that, Shy. He's reaching like a motherfucker. Bro, if you gotta pee a circle around Shorty so she doesn't step out, she's weak-willed, and you need to send her back to the streets. All this means is he can't trust his queen. Exactly what I said. This guy's very insecure. Definitely a guy woman would want. Oh, man. Definitely insecure. Bro needs to get rid of the dad bod while he complains about personal trainers. If you look like RG3 and you stretching Bama's wives and girlfriends out, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, you're gone.
Strike three, you're out.
Spider-Mo, yeah, you're done for the day. Get out of here. Happy New Year. See you next year, Ninja. That's crazy. Yeah, she could have cheated with a guy she met at a bar by herself. Absolutely. Honestly, if a dude's wife is obese, 300, 400 pounds, I don't think a trainer would want her anyway. You would think that, but some of these trainers out here. Listen, I don't want to expose nobody. You'd be surprised what some of these trainers do. Like I said, a lot of these ninjas ain't getting no attention before they got muscles. I'm just saying. I just keep it on it, man. Oh, man. Hey, listen, man. This is a fire last episode of the year. This shit was fire, bro. We on here cooking tonight, man. I wouldn't want any of my female clients, let alone an obese one. I feel you on that, bro. Especially when they start to get on your nerves and shit, it's like, why the fuck do you think I want you? Like, you're fucking annoying. I don't know how guys put up with you. Yeah, that'd be the other thing. Dudes be wifing up mid and then think dudes is thirsty. Like, bro, don't nobody want her but you. Yeah, that's another thing too. But yeah, man, like I said, fire episode for the last episode of the year, man. Appreciate y'all. Playback gang, appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. If you got here late, you can watch the playback, start it over. Watch what you missed. We had some good stuff in the beginning. Ray J celebrating the he-she celebrating 500 pounds. Interesting stuff. Systematic anti-fat bias, you know, a lot of shit. So go ahead, check that out. And I definitely appreciate y'all for the support, man. Especially my regulars that's watching. We're going to blow this show up, man. It's going to be the best fitness podcast out. And if you get a chance, man, just go back, look at the old episode, see how I started, and then see how I am now, bro. That shit's crazy difference. So I definitely appreciate the support, man. Y'all have a happy new year, man. Stay safe out here. You're saying those trainers are chubby chasers? I didn't say nothing. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying, you'll be surprised what some trainers will do. I ain't saying nothing, because ain't nobody about to get me telling people business and all that. If she big as L, the way to coerce her is by giving her Oreos, but that goes against the point of having a personal trainer. That's crazy. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Seth, you're done for the year. See you next year, buddy. That's crazy, man. So listen, man, go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. What else? That's it? Yeah, that's everything. And listen, man, we're going to keep the same energy in the new year. I'm actually going to be live again tomorrow. So the first podcast of the year will be tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday, 9:00. 9:00 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. We're going to be live again. First podcast of the year. We coming out with a banger. Might have some new stuff for y'all. We're going to see. And if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Fat chicks love Oreos. Fuck you want me to do? Yeah, you're out of here, bro. You're out of here, bro. Happy New Year, Ninja. Happy New Year back to you, Ninja. Appreciate you, Seth. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you want to celebrate 500 pounds, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a grown man with the Ray J belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Don't come in my comments in 2025 talking crazy, because if you think I was cooking in 2024, I'm cooking you worse in 2025. The podcast going to cook you. Instagram going to cook you. East Coast going to cook you. West Coast going to cook you. React to what I eat in a day as a fat girl videos on TikTok. Okay, I could do that. If you got me on TikTok, send me some. Libin Rivera, I appreciate that. Send me some, and I'll do it. I'll do that, man. But yeah, catch y'all tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hell of a year. Appreciate the support, man. Love all of y'all, and we're going to keep it going. Chunk Funk Chasers, that's crazy. If you catch your wife getting smashed by a man with a less brunches, more crunches shirt, don't watch the podcast.
Strike three.
Have a nice New Year's, because you're done for the year. See you next year, Spider-Mo. That's crazy. You're done for the year. Catch y'all tomorrow, man. We out of here, man. That's crazy. That's insane.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dumb the Mongo.